Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Thursday, May 30th. Mm-hmm. Already at the end of the month.
Already. Well, we got one more day. Then they're going to want checks.
Yeah, that's true.
Mortgage, rent, something like that.
Yeah, they're going to want something from us, Janie. So should you text with your boss? That was the first question we asked this morning on the show.
Yeah.
And really kind of the rules is to make sure that your company doesn't have a texting rule policy.
Yeah, if it's an HR thing, I guess there are companies, we don't have it, but there are must be companies that don't let you text people.
Yeah. Because they say texting actually can open up your company to various legal issues. I think it's because you can't save it as much, or it's on a private phone, or who knows what it is.
Yeah, it's totally blurry line when you're texting work stuff on your personal phone, and then they have to subpoena, get records of your phone text conversations.
It basically says this guidelines is that, look, if you're doing something kind of quick, maybe off the cuff or whatever, something that's kind of work-related but isn't really imperative, like we get a lot of times, is the station on? Because I got to report that it's off.
Uh-huh.
And, those are fine. But if you get into the weeds, get into a long listing of texts, that probably is better used in an email.
Yeah, or a phone call. A lot of times, just texting is a very poor communication.
Oh, media. Yeah. Keep it short. Like, hey, I'm running 5 minutes late. Right. Or, hey, I am stopping here. Do you need me to grab anything? Yeah. Like, right. Whatever. But definitely not detailed issues.
And do not text the boss after midnight. Ever.
No.
Yeah.
It's like a gremlin. Don't feed him after midnight.
Exactly. Don't get him wet.
Put him in water.
Yeah. So what would you say is the most widely used platform for U.S. adults when I'm talking about it on the internet? Come to find out, YouTube. 73% of American adults say that they check out YouTube daily.
See, I'm surprised.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Facebook,
I'm never.
Don't you?
I like you had mentioned, it is true. I'll open up a story.
I've been directed
a video,
to it, you know.
Right, and a lot of times when it's on a story, it gets kind of buffered, and usually I'll just go and look at it directly on YouTube,
because
somehow
it goes a little faster.
Especially if I want to share it, I like to share the YouTube URL as opposed to the Facebook one.
Speaking of Facebook, that is number two on the list. 69% of American adults say they use Facebook at least every day.
Right.
They say the fastest growing popularity over time has been Instagram. Back in 2012, just 9% of adults used it. Last year, that climbed to 37%.
And that is owned by Facebook. And you can, you post on one, you can post on the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the least used social media network is Reddit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That used to be really huge, but honestly, the platform is really, really hard
it's
to
kind of clunky.
Through. There's just a lot of text.
It is. It's kind of like, remember the first days of the internet chat rooms where they were super, super clunky?
Yeah, like AOL chat.
Yeah.
CompuServe.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I haven't heard that name forever.
Yeah, I don't. You're even talking about before my time.
Let's talk about some stunning swimwear, and I'm talking about setting your phaser to stunning.
Oh, man. Star Trek swimwear. I got to have it. Got to have it.
Yes. Fort Vector 2, please. So, there's a company out there called Think Geek that has kind of a lot of geeky-type novelty items, including this year would be a one-piece women's bathing suit modeled after Star Trek The Next Generation Starfleet uniform.
Okay.
Swimwear comes in three colors, blue, gold, and red, indicating the placement on the ship. They also actually have insignia on it as well. And I think they look pretty good.
Yeah, they have little cover-ups you could do, and I'm looking for the Worf forehead Speedo. I don't see it.
I'm gonna get you the I'm gonna get you the Geno, man.
It's really they're really convincing though. I they really do look pretty legit.
And they're actually $40 to $60. It's not bad for a bathing suit.
Not bad at all. And if you're really old school, you like William Shatner and his deck like this and blah blah blah. You can actually get the original Star Trek uniforms. That's actually a 2-piece bikini. Guys, we got board shorts. Your choice of Star Trek or Star Trek The Next Generation.
You want to combine this with the towel-kini we talked about yesterday.
Oh, good grief.
You will.
That's like total nerd alert.
It really is.
I can see you walking into the pool and everyone's head's turning to you, but not in a good way.
I mean, who sells these uniforms? A website called Think Geek.
Yeah.
That tells you enough about it.
I love it. I mean, there's a website I go to. It's called thatswhyimbroke.com. And it really does have just
an
odd cornucopia.
Can you buy from there?
Yeah, you can buy like 12...
That's-
like $12 knives up to like, you know, $400,000 yachts.
That's dangerous, man.
On the internet. Yeah, really dangerous. So we also talked about picking out the best chocolate. I didn't know this, but depending on where the cacao bean, which is where you get mm-hmm. chocolate from, where it was grown, it actually kind of changes the taste of chocolate a bit.
Just like wine, depending on where the grapes are grown.
Right. They found out that 70% of the world's chocolate is grown in Africa. But if you're actually looking for particular flavors, mm-hmm. Beans that were grown in Peru and Ecuador actually are very silky and smooth. Beans from Madagascar are very right. super rich and potent.
Right.
And then if you're looking for something with a nice smell of chocolate, beans from Papua New Guinea.
That's interesting.
And yeah, I've never really given any of this much thought. I just always am like, oh, chocolate. But it's actually really interesting to learn that there's so many different types.
I didn't even know this. Hawaii actually has some cacao yeah. fields. So there's some American chocolates here.
I bet it's expensive if it comes from Hawaii.
It is. They say for when you're talking about your chocolate being a purist and wanting it for your baking needs or just for enjoyment, you're only going to look for five ingredients, basically, which is the cocoa mass, the cocoa butter, the sugar, which actually kind of balances out the bitterness right. of the bean, soy and vanilla. That's yeah. it.
The soy, you'll see, it's under lecithin, and it makes it smoother.
Yes,
that's makes the. But I'm a dark chocolate guy.
Now, see,
I like the dark.
This is what the article really get into it, and we have it up on our website. But that's what it really talks about. I don't like dark chocolate mm-hmm. at all. I don't like the bitterness. But it talks about how there's a lot of health benefits involved with dark right. chocolate. But there are dark chocolate brands that actually have extra sugar in it that kind of balances out a bit. So you still get a lot of the cacao ingredient, mm-hmm. but you're actually getting a little bit not so bitter taste.
If you're really into chocolate, Ward's locally here has an entire wall of chocolate from all over. I can get from Honduras, from Africa, and then you can actually tell where the chocolate comes from.
Well, see, check that out.
Where it's sourced, yeah.
Yeah, see, like, pick one out from Papua New Guinea, see if it's got, like, a good smell.
I'll probably be there. I'll give you a tour.
Okay. We also learned that good old Alexa, you may ask questions all the time. Alexa remembers those questions and will log them for you. If you've ever opened up the Alexa app on your phone or your a tablet, it will put every question you've ever asked. And it documents.
You know, a lot of people, maybe the only time you went to the Alexa app is when you first set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Go there now, and last time, whatever you set into it, it has it written in script.
Yeah, and a lot of times you don't want certain questions to be repeated, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't. But anyways, it's kind of an easy way to wipe clean all your questions in one voice command. You have to set it up, but the command would be, Alexa, delete everything I say today.
Right.
And what it does is, the instructions on our website, but once you go in there and you configure this, it will erase all the stored questions
it's
up
actually
to that
not
point.
Not what you say, what you said.
Yes.
Before. But you can actually get it to erase everything I've said. But that's apparently not quite there yet.
Yeah, if they say a few weeks away, it'll be available in the U.S.
Yeah.
You'll say, Alexa, delete what I just said.
But it's just toggling something on the Alexa settings, and all the information's on our website.
Yeah, I love that because, you know,
First thing I did this morning.
Yeah.
I think it would be so interesting just to see the list of things that you've said previously. Yeah, there's probably so much random stuff. And then, like you guys said, too, I mean, the times that it misunderstands you.
Yes.
After midnight? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
After midnight, okay.
After a few drinks. And
yeah.
You, Alexa.
Alexa, dance with me.
You never talk to me, Alexa.
You hate me, don't you?
Alexa, I think you're sexy.
So I tell you, Alexa. And then finally.
So, Alexa, what are you wearing?
So we also found out that most Americans bottle up their emotions even if they have a confidant. This is really scary.
Alexa is my confidant. Should I tell her everything?
You're telling Amazon that, too. So you'll get all sorts of things on your timelines.
Right.
So they said a quarter of the 2,000 adults, it's 25% of 2,000 adults questioned, said that they do not have someone that they can privately talk to about private struggles or thoughts that they might have. 7 in 10 participants admitted that when they do share their feelings, they tend to hold back on their true feelings. And 90% of the people said that they downplay their emotions when talking to someone because they don't want to burden that person worrying about it. You brought up a really good point, Janie, and it's very true. It's how you act actually gets people worried more so.
Oh, seriously. No, I was, yes. I was in a relationship with a person like this for a while, and it was the most frustrating thing because it's just like, you know, they're keeping to themselves, they're reclusive, they're like, they don't talk about what's going on, and then next thing you know, they're a little irritable, and they're responding, they're short with you, mm-hmm. and it's like, look, I know you're not trying, you're trying to be strong and you don't need help and you don't need medicine and you're trying to get through whatever it is, this funk you're in. But when you don't talk to me, then you're shutting me out and you're being rude and you're thinking that there's, you're making me think there's something wrong with me.
Yes.
So you're not doing me a favor,
yeah.
You know?
And that's what they say. Some of the characteristics of someone holding back would be irritability, difficulty in sleeping, difficulty in focusing, and also poor eating habits. And here's the thing. The number one reason why people don't ask for help is they're afraid of the stigma that you would have, that you're
that
not a strong person.
It. Yeah, he's not a strong person. In this particular case, wasn't a strong man, you know, and it's just like, even if you don't want to tell me what's going on, just say, hey, look, I'm struggling through a couple things and I'm in my head. It's not you.
Sometimes it's just good to voice it. And as somebody who's been, I've been to therapy many, many times in my life, it has been a savior for me because it allowed me to get things off my chest and also get in somebody, a third party a viewpoint. That really is not emotional. It's very logical.
Getting it out of your head and onto paper or into somebody else is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because you'll just internalize it, and you'll never deal with it if you just internalize it.
Yeah. So get over it. Get over the stigma.
Get over yourself.
And really, just, you know, someone's going to talk to you. Now, keep in mind, you have to be kind of careful because, you know, there are some things you don't want other people to know.
Yeah.
But you should have somebody.
Until the statute of limitations is over. Is that what he means?
Yeah. You know, but, you know, I would imagine your significant other should be that one. So there you go. That's our show for today. Thanks for joining us on the recap. That is it for Thursday, May 30th. Of course, we're live on the radio Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
Bye. Y'all have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.